Have you ever wondered what the start of the universe was like before all the planets and stars we know today? Hi, I'm Lucas Korselman, and I'm joined with Tianse Sun and Soren Williams.
So what are we going to be talking about today, Tianse?
Today, we'll be talking about the accepted theory of the beginning of the universe, also known as the Big Bang Theory.
So the Big Bang was just a big explosion, right?
No, Lucas, the Big Bang wasn't actually an explosion.
The Big Bang Theory says that the universe began when a very condensed point containing all of the matter and energy in the universe rapidly expanded.
What evidence has pointed towards the Big Bang, Soren?
Edwin Hubble discovered this thing called redshift. He found out that galaxies appear redder because the wavelength of the light is more stretched out. This proves that everything is moving away from each other, also meaning that everything started at one point.
For example, when an ambulance siren goes off, it sounds different depending on how far away you are from the actual siren due to the wavelength of the sound.
Most of the elements in the galaxy are hydrogen and helium. This proves the Big Bang because these are the simplest elements in terms of number of protons, neutrons, and electrons.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you have learned something new. Bye.